This morning, we want to keep our minds continuing to focus on Jesus. We've been looking at the Christmas story and ways that it reveals God to us, ways that it reveals His heart, His love, His presence in our lives. And today we're going to be looking at another one of these aspects, and that is that we are known by God. How many of you have ever heard the phrase, don't judge a person until you've walked a mile in their shoes? It's a pretty common phrase, something that we use to say, don't think less of someone else. Don't start to judge someone else until you've experience what they've experienced, that you've lived life in the way that they've lived life. Because unless you have, you just can't know what they're going through. You can't know their motivations. You can't know their struggles. If you think about the analogy, if you put someone else's shoes on, usually those shoes don't fit all that well. And as you begin to walk, it doesn't take long before you start to feel the discomfort of shoes that are not your own. You start to feel the places where the shoes begin to rub and may start to develop blisters, sore spots. You start to realize that the struggle, there is struggle behind the experience. I know so many times I've looked at runners. Kim is a runner. And I can look at her in peak performance and say, wow, that doesn't look that hard. Until I've tried it myself and I've said, boy, walking a mile is about all I can do. It looks a lot, what looks easy, what looks simple from one perspective, all of a sudden when you enter into that experience, takes on a whole new meaning for you. And you begin to understand it in a completely new way. The saying has to do with judgment. But I think it goes beyond that. Because, you know, it's not only about me judging someone else. But it's interesting how much when I know someone else has walked in my shoes, when someone else has experienced what I've experienced, all of a sudden, I have a different outlook on them. It makes a difference to know someone else has struggled with what you have struggled with. It makes a big difference to know that someone has experienced what you've experienced and has come through it. Illness, loss, financial struggle. When we know someone else has walked in our shoes, it creates a bond. And that's because there's something about being known. There's something about being understood that is just so important, so needed in our lives. Because it makes us feel like we're not alone. Like there's someone we can turn to when things get hard. Someone we can trust who we know won't stab us in the back, that we know won't talk with others about our experience because they've gone through it too. To be able to have someone who knows our struggles, who knows our pain, who gets our motivations, it's precious. The thing is that for many out there, it's hard to find people like this. Hard to find people that we can really trust and who we know have truly experienced life the way we have. It's hard to open up our guard and let someone come alongside us to walk with us through our pain, through our hurt, through our wondering. to find people who really understand what we've been going through. And as a result of this, oftentimes what we do is we hide. We hide the pain. We hide our feelings of inadequacy. We hide for fear that we won't be understood and that people won't get us. And so we, in many ways, create a mask that we wear. A mask that says everything's good and fine and happy, when inwardly we know that's not true. This can especially be true around Christmas, can't it? We look around and everything's about joy and happiness and excitement. There's lights and parties and celebrations, and we think, oh, I just need to get through this season. I just need to come across like everything's okay, and if I can do that, maybe people won't really know what's going on in my heart. If I can just hide a little longer, then I won't have to worry about the judgment, about the talking, about the misunderstandings. If you look around this room today, I think we'd all be surprised to know how many people feel like Christmas is hard. Like Christmas is a time when they're asked to be a person or have a certain attitude that they don't really feel like having. Maybe you're that person. But we desire to be known. We desire to be able to be real, to be truthful with one another, to have someone to walk with us in that pain and that hurt and that struggle of life, even just the normal struggles of life. But yet when we look around the room, there's maybe only a few people that we can see that we go, oh, I would be able to tell them. I would be able to let them in. If you look around at others with uncertainty about their trustworthiness, about whether or not they could walk with you through your pain, oftentimes we look at God the same way. You know, we look at God and wonder, can God really understand us? Does he really know what it's like? Or does he just sit in his throne in heaven and look down on us with judgmental eyes? Eyes that say, oh, messed up again. You aren't doing good enough. Boy, you're a big disappointment. Oftentimes we can see God from this universal perspective. We look at him as someone who is so distant, so far off from us, so much greater than us, so much more perfect than us, so much more, or so unlike us. It's hard for us to relate. He's spirit. He's unseen. And we can look and wonder if all he sees is someone that doesn't live up. If all his feelings towards us are simply wrathful and angry and frustrated. We can ask the question, how could God really know enough to understand what I'm going through? Sure, he knows me, but does he understand the realities of life, the realities of how hard things are for me, the temptations I face every day, the struggles at work, the struggles at home? Does he really understand? If you've ever asked these questions, or if you're asking these questions this morning, if you're feeling like you wonder this morning where God is, the message of Christmas is that there's hope. God does understand. God knows our hurt. He knows our pain. He knows our struggles, the struggles that you face. And he knows them not just from a distance, not just from observing far away, but he knows because he has come near. And he has experienced them himself. At the core of the Christian message is, and the Christmas message is, this idea of incarnation. That God, the God of the universe, took on flesh. He became human. He became like you and I. In John 1:14, we read the Word, speaking of Jesus, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God has become human. We hear those words, and I'm sure that none of you would say, wow, I've never heard that before. But how often do we really think about what it means that God took on flesh? How often do we really think about what it means that God entered our world? It's easy to think of Jesus as more divine, right? To think of him as a person, maybe like you and I, but really more God-like than us. But it's a lot harder to think of God being more human, more frail, more physical. And so we can fall into this trap of looking at Jesus and looking at him as something so much more than we are. When the Bible says that it's God came down to experience life in all its ways, shapes, and forms as we experience life. To enter into our struggles, to enter into our pain, to enter into all of this, and to walk a mile in our shoes. It's interesting when we see the Christmas story that God chooses a pretty surprising way to do that. As we read about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem, as we read about Jesus being born in a manger, the reality is that God should have come in a way that was more extravagant, more fantastic. He's the creator of all things. Everything that is in this earth belongs to him. Shouldn't he have come in a way that was filled with honor, filled with respect, filled with dignity? Shouldn't he have been born in a palace that signified how great he was? He could have. He would deserve it. But instead, God came down and chose to be born, to take on flesh and come to the least expected place, a manger, a stable. So that the God of the universe has almost more connection in his birth with someone born in a mud hut in a third world country than he has connection with someone born in a hospital. He chose to connect not with the best and brightest, not with the ones that everyone in this world looks up to, but to connect with us at a level that few of us would really want to stoop down to enter into the hard parts of life, the struggles of life. He humbled himself so that he could understand us, so that he could know us, and so that we could know his love. When we look at this manger, as we read over the next few days the Christmas story in Matthew and in Luke, everything when Jesus is born is going against him. Nothing is working out the way that you would expect when we say that this is the God of the universe being born into flesh. Sure, angels sing his praises. Sure, wise men visit him, but look at the other aspects. He's poor. How many of you have ever experienced fears of financial uncertainty? When Jesus was born, this is where he was. He was born into uncertainty. He was put into a stable, given very little, only the bare necessities at his birth. Sure, the wise men came and brought him gold, but that actually was probably used to help with an escape that we'll talk about in just a minute. Mary and Joseph were not wealthy people. They made a meager living. When Jesus is older, he is virtually homeless, walking around, relying on the aid of others. He says, "Foxes have holes and birds have dens, birds have nests and foxes have dens, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He knows what it's like to go without. Look at the story more, and we see Jesus was pushed aside again. There was no room at the inn. The ones who should have received him said, "We don't really have time for you." Do you ever feel that way? Ever feel pushed aside? Ever feel like people don't care about you? In the story of Jesus' birth, we see it right there. Helpless. Have you ever felt helpless? Well, Jesus was, again, born as a child, an infant. There's nothing more helpless than a little baby newly born. Completely dependent on its mother, completely dependent on its father, completely dependent on others to help it. Again, the God of the universe made himself helpless. Dependent. Just like we experience helplessness from time to time in our lives. He was hated. We see in the story the rage of Herod, the king of Israel, who was dead set about eliminating any threat to his power. So much so that he sent soldiers to kill the children of Bethlehem, those that were two or younger, because he didn't care at all about life or about those under him, but simply wanted to build himself up. I'm sure we've all felt at times like the world is against us, Jesus felt it too. We see in Matthew that this eventually caused him to, as a very young child, to have to become a refugee in a foreign land, that he moved to Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod. And here he is again, alone, disconnected from his people, poor, helpless. All these things in the first months, year or two of Jesus' life. The angel singing was great. But Jesus entered into a life that was hard. And all the things that we see that happen in the story of his birth just continue to happen in his life. All the things that he experienced in that time, we can say, sure, well, he didn't really experience that because he was a baby. But it just continues on over and over and over again. The rejection, the pain, the loss, the separation, the dependence. Jesus experienced it all. Fully entered into our brokenness. Fully entered into our experience. In Hebrews 4:15, we're told that this high priest, and I didn't delete the New Living Translation there, but this high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, speaking about Jesus, for he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. Jesus faced all the same testing, all the same temptations that you do on a daily basis. He knows. He knows what it's like. He knows how you feel. And he's not looking at you with judgment. He's not looking at you with ridicule. He's not looking at you thinking you should know better and do better. He's looking at you saying, "Let me come alongside of you. Let me walk with you through this. Let me show you how much I love you. So I love you so much that I walked in your shoes. I experienced this already so that I could be there with you in it." I know. You can trust me. Christmas is a joyous time. Again, it's a time of beautiful decorations, of lights, of great food, of presents, of parties, of happiness and laughter. Sometimes that just makes us feel even more alone. But if you feel this way, the message of Christmas is not that the world, that Christmas will fix everything. The message of Christmas isn't get over it. The message of Christmas isn't put on your happy face and live like everything's fine. The message of Christmas is that there is, in the midst of all of that, reason to hope. Reason for joy. Reason for peace. Because Christmas reminds us that Jesus is with us. He understands us in the midst of our struggle. He's for us. He loves us. And he'll keep walking with us through it, no matter what. So whether you are feeling down this Christmas, whether you're feeling alone, or whether you're feeling filled with joy, you have a God who is with you. a God who loves you so much that he came to experience life just as you experience it, so that you could go to him and be wrapped in his arms and find peace in his presence. And so as you look at the manger again this Christmas, as you celebrate with your family, as you do all the great things that are associated with this time of year, remember, it's okay if it's hard. It's okay if you don't always feel like your attitude matches the season. God is still there. God loves you just the same. And that's why Jesus came. So that he could know you, so that you would be known. What a wonderful thing to celebrate this Christmas season. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you loved us enough to come as Jesus came and took on flesh. Lord, we thank you that nothing is hidden from you, and we don't have to look at that with fear or worry, but it makes us all the more able to turn to you for help and for hope. Lord, we pray that you would meet us here in this at this Christmas time, that you would truly reveal yourself to us and help us to expand our minds as to what you have done for us. You have given us new life, a new start, new hope. And it's all because of you. And so, Lord, fill our hearts with celebration, not because our circumstances are better, not because we have it all together, not because we feel great, but because you are with us in it all. Lord, this is our prayer, and this is our hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.